Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. Happy holidays. Happy last day of Hanukkah to everyone who celebrates it. Now, since it is December 6th, I just want to go ahead and say a big happy 21st birthday to my little sister. She turns 21 on December 7th. I'm going to go ahead and apologize if you hear some scratching. That is my cat. He has an obsession with playing under the door. I don't know what it is. And he's just in one of his moods. But yes, y'all, it's a holiday season. So let's go ahead and talk about some things. I felt like today would be a great day to start talking about Christmas songs. And maybe next week we can talk about some Christmas movies. Now, y'all, I just recently put up my tree. I want to say last Thursday. Haven't really had time, but y'all, it is so nice. It's so cute. Like, it's a black tree. Y'all know how much I love black. I've had it for like a couple years now, and the ornaments are like red and silver. Real cute. You know, we have some like little pine cones on there, like with like a little silver, like, glitter on it. I don't know, y'all. It's just real cute. It has like the, you know, silver garland. It has all the animals have their ornaments, so they're all up there. You know, has a nice little red star. Y'all, it is so cute. It's the cutest tree. I just love that tree so much. And, oh, speaking of pine cones, y'all, I got like a little bowl, and I have some scented pine cones with like, you know, silver glitter on them too. So it's, you know, all coming together slowly but surely. You know, I just need time, and when I have time, I'll do it. And y'all, I just want to say, I put that tree up drunk as fuck. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I was so fucking drunk. I was off of like 2 bottles of wine. Y'all, I don't know. Like, I was like, I need to put this damn tree up. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'll just wait and probably do it next week. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do it. And then I still didn't do it all damn day. Started drinking my little wine. And I was like, fuck it. I'm about to put this tree up. So yes, the cats helped me put it up and everything. They were there babysitting me, and I was on FaceTime with my sister for a good majority of it. I don't know if she knew I was drunk either, but as soon as I finished, your girl was done. Your girl fell out on the bed and was out. So, and I thought it looked bad, but she said it actually looked good. I didn't tell her I was drinking or anything, but you know, she thinks it looked good. My granny and stuff said it looks good, so it's whatever. Also, I put the, like, the little wreath outside. It's cute. Haven't did much outside decorating yet. I still got time. It is what it is. If it gets done, it gets done. If not, I ain't tripping. It's not like I have kids that I need to, like, my cats don't give a shit. They're too busy trying to get the ornaments anyway. But, y'all, let's go ahead and talk about some of my favorite Christmas songs. Because, you know, when you're putting up any type of decorations, you got to have some music. Now, I got, like, a couple songs I really want to talk about because these are, like, my all-time favorites. Now, I know for a fact there's probably one song y'all have never heard because I didn't hear it until about 6 or 7 years ago. So let's talk about that one first. Okay. Yeah, I feel like we should talk about that one first. It is Purple Snowflakes by Marvin Gaye. Now, when I was researching it, I think somebody else had recorded it beforehand, I want to say. I can't really remember because I was kind of just reading up on it. And whatever, if somebody recorded it, I ain't never heard it. But there's a singer, Leon Bridges, if y'all don't know him, he's really good. I really like him. He just recently, like, re-recorded it, and I was reading, like, a little article about that. But that has nothing to do with the Marvin Gaye version, the version that I love. Now, like I said, I heard this about, like, 6 or 7 years ago. I was randomly on Pandora. Why the hell was I on Pandora listening to music? I don't know. But I was, like, on a little Christmas station, and, you know, I was having a ball, and this song came on, and I was like, what the hell is this? I ain't never heard this song. And it's real cute. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? I had, like, never heard it. And, y'all, I fell in love with that damn song. When I tell you, like, it is so great. Like, y'all have to really go listen to it because, like, I don't know what it is about that song, but, like, I just fell in love with it, and it's the most adorable thing I've ever heard. When I tell you, like, as soon as I, like, got done listening to it, like, I went and added it to, like, some playlists and stuff on, like, Apple and Spotify. River, please stop crying. I'm doing my podcast. But yeah, I like added it to like the little Christmas playlist because I have one, like, you know, my personal ones. And then my mom had one. I went and told her about it. And she was like, what are y'all talking about? So like I played it and her and my sister like love it too. It's a great song. It is on a Motown Christmas Volume 2. It has instrumentation by the Funk Brothers. Now, they had like a lot of songs with Marvin Gaye. So y'all probably like, this ain't got nothing to do with anything. Why you telling me? But y'all just listen to it because like, the lyrics are real cute. I just, you know, I don't know what it is. But, like, that's the first song I have to play. Like, the day after Thanksgiving. Because usually, that's when we, like, decorate and stuff. But we just, whatever this year. But I'm telling you, even, like, when I was, like, that's the first thing I have to play. Like, for me to get Christmas started, if it's not this song, it's like this another song I'll tell you about in a second. But like, this is usually like more than likely since I've heard this song, this is like the first one. And when I tell you I play this song daily, multiple times a day, y'all just go listen to it. It's Purple Snowflakes by Marvin Gaye. It is the absolute cutest song I've ever heard in my life. Like, y'all think I'm exaggerating, but I think it's adorable. So the next song that I really love during Christmas that I listen to like all the time is All I Want for Christmas by TLC. Now, I don't know if it's because, you know, like I want a cute little Christmas time love affair thing going on, you know, have me a little bae or whatever during the holidays, but you know, I don't have that right now, but that is okay. That is okay. But it's so cute. Like the song is real adorable. Like, you know, they just saying, like, Tia Boss is like, look, I'm just trying to have Christmas time with you. Like, that's what I just want to do. Like, I just want to spend the holidays with you and everything. And they talking about getting a nice little cabin, taking walks in the snow. Like, y'all, it's so cute. I be singing the hell out of that song for no reason because, you know, I ain't got no Christmas love or whatever. But it's okay. It's going to happen one day. But anyway, I just think it's real cute. I love TLC anyway, so I feel like, you know, most of their music is like great. But this is a really good song. It's on a LaFace Family Christmas. It came out like 93, something like that. You know, if y'all like the little, you know, old school R&B back in the day, like LaFace and all that, their music, it's really good. I think you should just give it a listen. You know, it was written by Left Eye and these people are Organized Noise. I think they also like produced it maybe. But yeah, it's a great song. Like I be, you know, vibing to it, giving a little shoulder bounce it, you know, really be feeling it. So y'all really need to give that a listen because that really does, you know, get me in a holiday mood. Speaking of me not having a little boo thing for the holidays this year, there's a song that came out in like the 70s. I think it was in 1973 when I looked it up. It's called What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas by The Emotions. Now, y'all, my mom used to play this all the time. Like, all the time. Like, it was on, like, a little mix. Like, she just didn't contemplate. But, like, you know, we would listen to the mix, like, you know, all day, every day type thing in a car or whatever. And when I was younger, you know, was kind of like, girl, like, why you playing like sad music? But like, you know, I used to be vibing too. Like, I like it, you know, like I said, I like older music, so I would just be jamming with it. But like, you know, obviously, like, you know, you hear the lyrics, she like, oh, okay, everyone else is gonna be happy except her, you know, it's gonna be joy to the world, but it's gonna be sad for her, you know. You know, when you little, you girl, you thinking about Santa and whatever, but now that I'm older, I really be feeling it. Y'all, I'm not gonna lie to you. Let me be honest with y'all. Yesterday, I was driving. It was at night. I was coming home. I don't know. It was in my feelings yesterday over something, someone, whatever. This song came on show. Man, when I tell you, like I had other songs playing, you know, and I wasn't really like half-ass paying attention to like the, you know, music. Like, I was kind of singing with it. But you know how you just be thinking in the car while you're driving? And when this came out, y'all, when I tell you, I was like, wow, I really feel her. Like, feel them. Like, I understand what's going on. I'm like, the emotions really got me in my emotions right now. Like, that song hit different. Like, I don't know, y'all. I just don't. I don't know what to tell y'all. Look, even, look, you, it's not even gotta be for people who, like, who just want to listen to, like, sad music because they broke up with whoever or they don't, like, it's just a good song in general. But, like, I always like that song, but y'all, like, this really, like, I'm really feeling it this year. Like, I really understand it. Y'all, but y'all, please, like, it really is a good ass song, but it probably is one of my favorites because I do really look forward, you know, to listening to it, but it just never hit me as hard as it did yesterday. Okay, y'all, so this is the other one. I said if I don't play Purple Snowflakes first, this is the one that I'm gonna play first. It's called This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Y'all know this song. If y'all don't, I don't know what the fuck young parents was listening to then. Now, a lot of y'all are going to be like, damn, you don't like the Chris Brown version? I thought you a big Breezy fan. Look, I'm going to tell you right now. A young Christopher really did kill that song on that movie. When he was singing that, you know, I was really feeling it. Because, you know, I love me some Breezy. And he looked fine, too. But, y'all, it's something different about, like, Donny Hathaway. Just the feelings, the emotions. Like, I just love that song. Like, literally, that's the first thing in my Christmas playlist on Apple is This Christmas. Probably even on Spotify one. But, y'all, I'm telling you, this is like, I don't even know what it is about the song. Like, it's very, like, you know, joyful and everything. But it's just something that really just gets me in the spirit with this song. I don't know if, like, because my mom, this, I don't know if this is her favorite song, I'm not going to say it is, but when I tell you, girl, she be playing the fuck out of this song. If it ain't a damn, like, Jackson 5 Christmas little song from when they was children or whatever, it's this song. And I hear it all the time, but it's okay because I really do love it. You know, like, I want to listen to it right now, y'all. But it's cute. Like, this really does it for me. It's a 10 out of 10. We got another song by Marvin Gaye, and it's called I Want to Come Home for Christmas. Now, if y'all heard this, you're going to be like, girl, why you like a song about, you know, being a POW? And for y'all who don't know what a POW is, it's a prisoner of war. Now, I've heard this song since I was little. I love Marvin Gaye. Like I said, y'all know me. Y'all know I love me some Motown. Y'all know that. And I'm honest with you. The way this man is singing, baby, you would have thought he was somewhere in the jungle in a cell locked up. Like, he was really giving it his all. Now, I'm going to give you, like, a little history on this about the whole thing because I thought it was really cool. I've always, like, you know, heard the story about it, but I didn't really know all of it. So, I kind of read up on it. Now, basically, the song I did came from the co-writer Forrest Hairston. And he got the idea because he saw pictures of people tying yellow ribbons around trees in support of people who were POWs during the Vietnam War. And basically, he hadn't even finished the song when Marvin Gaye came. And, you know, them being friends, he's like, oh, you know, what you doing? What you working on? And Harrison was like, oh, I'm just messing with, like, a song for, you know, the troops. And basically, Gaye had told him at one point that he wanted to have his own holiday song. Because, you know, basically, people have been covering... I'm so sorry, y'all, if y'all hear that noise. That river is being river. But anyway, but, you know, people were covering the classic songs. And Marvin was like, hell, I want my own holiday song. And, you know, would you mind playing me a little bit of it? So, basically, after hearing half of it, Marvin was like, you know what? Hold on, I got something for you. And he started adding, like, the melodies and the harmony parts. And he basically took, like, the track and went to Motown back in LA. I'm so sorry, y'all. River Phoenix. Y'all. But, yeah, he took the track to the Motown recording in LA and it's called Hitsville West, if you didn't know that. And he basically produced a track himself. He finished it in one take, and he took it back to Harrison's apartment, and they played it, and there you go. Boom. You have a wonderful original Christmas song. But the thing with this, though, is, you know how Motown is Motown. You know, they got some little shady shade stuff going on there. But Motown basically withheld it. The song was supposed to be a part of a Christmas theme album that Marvin was working on. And it was given the Tamla number T323L. And it basically was scheduled to release in late 1972. But they never released the album. Marvin really wanted this song to be released as a single for the troops with Motown, but they never did it. And basically 18 years later, after its recording, and that would be like around 6 years after his death, the song was reissued on the Marvin Gaye Collection. And it also appeared on a bonus track later when it was reissued on the compilation of A Motown Christmas. Harrison basically had, like, you know, he received the royalty check from the song a few years later after the album's release. But other than that, you know, it kind of just, it didn't hit, like, it's supposed to, like, it did great. Like, you know, basically, like, people have said it was a masterpiece, blah, blah, blah. Ever since the 90s, especially during the Iraq War, the song has been played on Christmas stations during, like, the Christmas season and stuff. And they even put it, like, on a 2019 release of a posthumous Marvin album called You're the Man. But, like, it didn't get the... How do I put this? Like, it didn't really get the feel. Like, the Vietnam troops didn't get a Christmas song catered to them, really, if that makes sense. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was made for them. Like, this man basically even has, like, a part where he was just, like, you know, he's talking, he's like, you know, I'm a prisoner of war, and he's lying here in a cell, and he's just like, y'all, the only thing that's really gonna keep me going is thinking of, like, you know, the family and stuff, and the hope of seeing, like, the little Christmas tree and everything. You know, it's real, you know, stuff people who are, even if you're not prisoner of war, people who are just in the war in general are like, I want to just come home for the holidays and I can't. So this song, like, he was really like, I understand what y'all want. You know, you're in this cell, y'all. You might not see your family. You're not even getting to see snow. You know, you're just trapped. And you're trying to keep your spirits bright by winning the fight. Oh, not me quoting the song. Like, but y'all, yeah, like, he really was, like, trying to give these troops some morale and everything. And Motown being Motown did what it did. So, but y'all, please, that is such a good song. I really feel like y'all should give it a listen. Okay, this next one. Now, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something that my mama told me, which I found out not to be true, but she said this was the only song this group had ever had. Now, let me tell you, I don't know, my mama don't be listening. She listened to music. I don't know what the hell she was doing. Maybe she just didn't like this group, for real. But anyway, it is Silver Bells by A Few Good Men. Now, I really like this song. I think they're very talented. Now, ever since I was little, my mama said that's the only song they had. So, I ain't never tried to find nothing else bomb until, you know, I was, like, looking up the song. And then, or I was playing it. And I was like, let me Google to see if they have other music. But apparently, they do. But it has nothing to do with the Christmas song. But, anyway, I don't know what it is about that song. It just, it warms my heart. They sound good. If they look good, girl, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know what A Few Good Men look like. But, y'all, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but on Apple, like, you can't just add the song. You have to, like, add the music video, which I think is weird. I just wanted to bring that up. I don't know what Apple doing. Maybe a LaFave's Christmas ain't on there. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. But yeah, Silver Bells by A Few Good Men. That is something I always have to play. All the time. when I'm getting in the Christmas spirit.
Now, y'all gonna think...
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all really gonna think I'm making this one up, and I promise you I'm not. I promise you I'm not. This came out, I think, I want to say last year. I know y'all not gonna believe me when I tell you. Okay, so let's put it this. Okay, so y'all know Love Renaissance. You know, it got what's his name, Black, and Summer Walker on them. Y'all, I don't know. There's some other folks on there, but like that's all I know. I think there's something called Kid Cash on there, but it has somebody that I really like, and it's a little rapper by OMB Bloodbath. Now, you know, she real cute, real thuggish. I real gangsta with it. I just love it. Oh, but y'all, now, like I said, this came out last year. Hey, y'all probably bitch tell me what that is. Okay, look. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why this is so funny for me to tell you. It is called 12 Days of Christmas. Yes, 12 Days of Christmas. Now, like I said, it's on like the Love Renaissance Home for the Holidays album. And it's OMB Bloodbath and West Side Boogie. Now, y'all probably don't believe me. I promise you. But, y'all, you know, I listen to Summer Walker or whatever, and I know she was posting about this album coming out, and then I was just like, okay. And, you know, since I'm Bloodbath on there, I was like, shit, let me see what's up. Now, y'all, thought they was playing with this all, but it's they see, and I love it. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I heard it for the first time. I was like, shit, I put this in my playlist. You mean the holiday spirit? I'm gonna become beating down your block. Like, y'all gonna hear it. But y'all like, I really I don't know what it is about this song. Like, this this is not a traditional one by any means. But I love it. I love, like, the little hip-hop Christmas things, you know, like, the little raps and stuff. Like, I love it. Like, it, I really be living for it. But, y'all. Bruh, it literally is, like, on the first day of Christmas, my partner gave to me a brand new chopper, and that bitch got them double Ds. Y'all, I just love that song because I don't know what it is. But when I play that song, baby, y'all. I'm thinking about the first time I played it for my family last year. They were like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all. But please, if you are not like wanting I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, Santa Baby, and you were like, I need somebody talking about hitting a lick and stuff on Christmas Eve, stuff like that, you know, you off the Waukesha, you know, you need shooting in the thugs in the club, stuff like that, you know, this is for you. This right here is for you. You know, if you talking about your bitch buying you a Glock, but it's not really for you, it's for your ops. This right here is the song for you. And speaking of like hip hop, rap, Christmas music, Players Ball Christmas Mix by Outkast. That is very necessary to play. Y'all know I love Outkast. Y'all, I just like groups. I don't know what it is. Y'all know how I am with groups and shit. But, man. Players Ball is a classic. I love the little Christmas mix. It really, you know, makes me feel like a little. Yeah, I wish y'all could see me. I'm over here bouncing my shoulders. I don't know. That's just what it makes me feel like, you know. Makes me feel shoulder bounce, shoulder bounce, shoulder bounce, shoulder bounce. That's what it does. Now, why? I don't know. It just makes me feel like, you know, like I was there. you know, the scene was so thick with Lowrider 77's Bills, L Dogs, nothing but the blacks, all the players, all the hustlers. And you know, that's what I got to be with the players and the hustlers. So, y'all, I'm sorry. I'm still over here thinking about the other two. But yes, Outkast on Christmas is very, very necessary. Now, y'all, I'm about to take it back to the boy bands. The boy bands that I grew up on. Now, if y'all knew me when I was younger, which, hell, I probably don't talk to anybody from when I was a fucking child, for real. Except, like, maybe, like, one or two people. Now, they know I love me a good boy band. And if any of them are thinking this is One Direction, no. Do One Direction even have Christmas music? I don't think so. Anyway, no, it's not them. This is, like, the original loves of my life. When I was over here loving Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z. Yes. Talk about NSYNC. Yes, ma'am. And I'm talking about Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Now, it's just a cute little boy band song. Ain't nothing special. It's just very nostalgic for me. I just love them so much. I still think they're a great little group. I mean, if they did a reunion tour, would I go see it? Maybe. Maybe because, you know, live out my little childhood fantasy. But I'm damn sure not coming to look at them for their looks anymore because they... Anyway, just because, you know, Christmas is very nostalgic and stuff, and NSYNC is, you know. But yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. That is a great song for me. And if you love boy bands and NSYNC, you're going to love it too. I'm going to throw this in here for my sister because I actually do kind of like this song. And it is Good Old Mindless Behavior. Where all the Princeton girls at, make some noise. Woo, woo, woo. I wasn't nobody's girl because, you know, I think I was a little bit older when they came out. Yes, it was okay. I had no choice but to listen to it because they'll, like, you know, my sister. Speaking of that, I remember this is, you know, not random because her birthday is tomorrow on the 7th and then we're talking about them. But, y'all, for her birthday, let me tell you. So, you know, like, back in the day, when boy bands would come out, like, you could buy the CD with, like, your favorite person, like, the little case or whatever. And I used to do that, you know. I'd be like, you know, I want, like, whoever I was feeling at the time. So, y'all, when I tell you, I was going to all kind of stores to find fucking Princeton or Rock Royal because that's who she really liked, but she was in love with Princeton. For some reason, I feel like I could not find Princeton anywhere. Like, I could not find his CD, so I got the Rock Royal one. And y'all, oh Lord, that was a time. They got like a shirt, some like a little one of them unofficial books or something, magazine, I don't know. I got a bunch of stuff. And then for some reason, I want to say there was a Princeton doll, I don't know, but I did buy her a doll. I bought her a Justin Bieber doll one year for Christmas. That's what that was. But yes, y'all, so Mindless Behavior, Christmas with My Girl, it's actually really cute. Poor Princeton to have nothing but a little speaking part, like always. But y'all, it is really cute. And, you know, my sister loves that song. She loves them. Like, I remember I added to my playlist last year and we were listening to it. I don't know what we were doing. And it came on. Like, and the way her face lit up. And y'all, mind you, at that point, she was like 19, 20. Like, I think we were putting the Christmas... No, I'll tell you about it. She was already 20 because it was after, like, the school semester was over and she was home. And she was wrapping gifts. And the song came on and she was so happy. She looked so cute. My little sister, y'all. She's growing up. But yeah. So, that's why I really like that song. It's just, it reminds me of her and when she was fucking little and now she's grown as fuck. I can't stand her, y'all. Oh, anyway, I'm gonna see her Thursday, so we gonna listen to it together. Next is a favorite of mine. They're coming out of Florida. It's Quad City DJs with What You Want for Christmas. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now what Miss Mama want, and I agree with it. She says she wants $1,200, 11 pair of shoes, 10 fingernails, 9 packs of weave, 8 male strippers, 7 bus passes, 6 diamond rings, 5 months free rent, 4 bangles, 3 pocketbooks, 2 earrings, and a man with a lot of money. Me and her are on the same page. I just don't need the bus passes because, you know, I be whipping it. But I don't think I need a 9-pack weave because, you know, I do the wigs. That's the only thing different. So I could do 9-packs. We're not going to talk about 9-packs of what I want. Or the 7, whatever. But yes, y'all. I really feel her. Speaking of 10 fingernails, I got mine done this past weekend, y'all. They look real nice. But anyway, yes. But yes, I feel Miss Mama's on what she wants for Christmas because I do want a man with a lot of money. Preferably Chris Evans. Oh, he's so fine. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Y'all, I'm sorry. But yes, I'm telling you, that's how I'm be getting these shoulders bouncing. Yeah, I don't know. I guess because that's how I'll be dancing in the car with my shoulders because, you know, I can't really be doing too much. Yeah, I don't even know. Whatever. Anything to get me moving, I like it. And I think it's a great song. I feel like, you know, if you had like a little Christmas party and you turn this on, you know, it'll liven it up. You could be like at a 2 and you put this on, you add like a 20. It's that good of a song. Next is G-Wiz, It's Christmas by Carla Thomas. Now, I can tell you for a fact, this is one of my mom's favorite Christmas songs. I love it. It's real cute. It's real upbeat. It's fun. Basically, Miss Thomas is like, hey, look, I ain't talked to you in a little minute. How you been doing? I don't understand why you crossed my mind, but I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. You know, my friend's throwing a party. Everyone's going to be there. You know, the fire's going to be burning. It's going to be warm. It's going to be glowing. You know, I think you should come with me, basically. It's real cute. I love it. Y'all, I wish somebody would call me up and be like, I ain't talk to you in a little minute. We should go to this party together and be by the fireplace. But it's okay. I don't even need that in my life right now. Working on me. But yes, y'all. It's a really cute song, and I really do love it. It's really upbeat, and it's fun. It's very lively, so y'all should go give it a listen if you've never heard it. Okay, I feel like I gave y'all a whole lot of damn songs, and I don't even think it was supposed to be that long. It was just, like, I really couldn't pick what my favorite songs are, like, just narrow them down, like, 5. I don't even know how many I gave y'all. I have a lot more, but these, when I tell you, these are, like, songs that I have to play. Like, every Chris, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if there's some songs, like, if I don't hear it, I ain't gonna trip. Like, I'm like, damn, I didn't hear that song. Let me go ahead and fucking middle of March and be like, damn, I ain't hear damn Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Let me go listen to, you know, like, I'm, no. But these songs are a must. I mean, there's some other ones, like, Merry Christmas, Babe by Otis Redding. That's a really good one. If, yeah, y'all need to listen to that, too, right there. Merry Christmas, Babe by Otis Redding. I love me some Otis. And yes, people were coming to see that Otis, not the Otis from Temptations, FYI. But, yeah, y'all, but y'all let me know what y'all's favorite Christmas songs are. Like I said, you know, Purple Snowflakes is number one. Nothing will ever top that for me. So, y'all let me know what y'all's favorite is. It might be one of the songs I told you. Hell, it might be 12 Days of Christmas. Like, you might hear that right there. I don't know. I kind of... Is that going to be top 5 for me? 12 Days of Christmas? I don't know. Random. But if y'all like, you know, stuff like that, there is a song by... if y'all know Mac Sauce, the guy who's like, today is the wonderful day. That's all. Okay. He has a song called Wonderful Day on Christmas. Y'all supposed to be like in it. But I don't know. Y'all, I heard that. I think it was last year too. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how the fuck I even found that song. Like, I don't even know. I like Max also, but I still don't notice that. But yeah, anyway, it's called Wonderful Day on Christmas. Are all his songs called Wonderful Something? For some reason, I feel like that. Maybe not. Maybe it's called Giddy. Anyway, this ain't good. But yes, y'all. Tell me what y'all's favorite Christmas song is. It might be Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. Might be that damn All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Now, don't get me wrong, I love that song. It's classic. But working in retail really did something to my soul with that song. You'll be there. You're supposed to be scheduled for 8-hour shift. You wind up staying 15 hours. And you hear that about 60 times. Nobody want to hear that. No, all day. Like, y'all, I'm telling you, that song made me lose my mind. If for some reason I ever have to work retail again, it will not be damn during Christmas. I tell you that much right now. You will not catch me ever in no store during the holidays because of that song alone. Now, I like it. It's great. I understand why Miss Mariah be getting that check. I just can't do it. But I'll listen to it a couple of times in the holiday. Yes, I will admit it. But, you know. Like I was saying, that could be your favorite song. So don't come at me because I respect the song. But just don't come at me because, you know, it's not my favorite song. Maybe when I was younger, you know, like I used to be singing it because I love Mariah. Would I consider myself a lamb? I don't think so, but maybe like a baby lamb. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that might be your favorite song. Just don't come at me. It might be Otis Redding's White Christmas. Oh, the way he did that right there. I felt that deep in my soul. Oh, I just love Otis Redding. But yeah, y'all, it could be anything. It really could be like, who got some Christmas? I said Justin Bieber, right? Yeah. New Edition. They had a good song. What's it? It's Christmas All Over the World. That was a good song. It might be somebody Jackson 5. I don't know. You might like Ashanti singing something for Christmas. What, she got a song called Hey Santa? I mean, it could be anything. So y'all, just let me know what it is. And, you know, if it's something I ain't never heard of, I'll give it a listen. I like listening to y'all's suggestions, you know, about things and stuff. So, like I said, just y'all, before I end this, you know what I forgot to say? Y'all, what? I'm disappointed in myself. I don't know why I didn't put this on my list. And this is a must. Y'all, something about the Temptations. What have y'all, Lord Jesus. And you know how I am about the Temptations. Y'all know that. Even though this was Dennis Edwards and not David Ruffin. And y'all know how I am about David Ruffin. Because Mo be on David Ruffin's 107. But yes, Silent Night for the Temptations. And I'm telling y'all right now, all the Negroes know. In my mind, that's start the holiday right there. Speaking of that, people who watch Friday After Next know damn beginning of the movie. Shit. And I love that movie too. But we're going to talk about that next weekend. Yeah. What day I'll be poking? Monday. Girl, next Monday. Next week. We're going to be talking about that movie. But I can't believe I didn't put that on my list. And I love The Temptation. And that's one of my favorite ones. Yo, there's a bunch of I didn't put on my list. Like, I can hardly wait by the OJs. But anyway, I'm trying to close this thing out. I don't know why I'm still talking to you. Y'all. Ugh. Anyway, y'all, like I said, just let me know what y'all's favorite Christmas song is. And if it's, you know, if I'm feeling it and it's not on the list, I might listen to it. I mean, you know. It might be a country song. And I can put it on there if it, you know, I feel like it's Karen the Wood got Christmas music. She probably do. I need to get off fucking track. I feel like if I put Karen away, that's really gonna be weird in the playlist. But then again, I got NSYNC, and that's just weird. And Justin Bieber. Y'all, this. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for listening. I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.